anyone involved in Kiruv knows that one of the most powerful tools that a person can use to show a Yid the emes of Torah, not that it needs a haskoma, is the mitzvah, the heilige mitzvah of Shmita. You open up to the sugya of Shmita and you show that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam guaranteed a certain bracha to people that are oisik in the mitzvah. And as we'll see Be'ez Hashem, it's negated to every single person. There's not one person here that's not negated to, whether it's going to be a shaila of Shemitah's karka, which we'll see is extremely negated. We'll see Be'ez Hashem even more negated in the kitchen, Agabe Kedusha's Peiris, Kedusha's Ashvi's Peiris, and all these sorts of halachas. But today we want to give a little bit of an introduction to the union of the mitzvah of Shemitah, to understand what the Torah meant, and about it to get to the halacha lemaisa, of course, to the actual yesodus of the mitzvah. The Sfas Emes, when he talks about Rashi's Kasha, the beginning of Parashas Bahar, where Rashi says, Ma'inyan Shmita Itzal HaSinai, what's the Shaychus, why the Torah put Shmita together with Kabbalah HaTorah. The Sfas Emes explains in Arichas that we're not going to go into, how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Medavka wanted a person to understand the mitzvah of Shmita. There are certain yesodis, there are certain unbelievable things that we'll find, whether it be be'emuna, be'etochen, that a person can have and put into his guf and his neshamas. We'll see the neshonis from the chinuch, v'chulei, that a person can have from this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah. The Slonim, and you see, the Shonim writes that during the time, during the person's life, the person's normal situation during the year, a person has emuna be'etochen the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Oh, but still a person has to do a certain degree, a certain amount of ishtablus, a person has to do something. Masha'enkin zuk d'slonimah, and you're dealing with a shayla. In the year of Shmita itself, a person relinquishes everything. A person shows the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that there is nothing. We're not worried about anything. Everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we don't do any ishtablus bechlal. Everything comes from Hashem. Mimele, that's the reason for the mitzvah. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yudalad Amud Beis tells us, ask the Kasha, why Moshe Rabbeinu was so chalishing to come into Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael to eat of the fruit. About the Nish. So the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael to mekayim the mitzvahs. And obviously one of the mitzvahs which is most negaya is obviously the Shaila of Shmita. Tosfos, for example, in Sukkah, Lamatesim and Aleph tells us, the Lashon HaTosfos over there is Ein Mispa Ledinim La'osim Shiesh over here by the halachas of Shmita. It's unbelievable how many halachas, how many shailas that come up on Shmita that people don't even chap on a gear to a person on a regular basis throughout the entire year of Shmita, whether it be in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz Loretz. There's tremendous shailas going on over there as well, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem. There's a motive in Loshim the Chochmas Odom. Chochmas Odom in the Hakdomah to his Sefer Shavit Tzedek writes the following thing. It says, motive Gazach. Im Yachnis Odom the Chotza HaMelech. Somebody comes into the Chotza of the King. Velo Yoda min Hogoi Vadai Shemischaye Ben Afshoi. It's Boshet. Person goes into the Mokim of the King and he doesn't know the Halgrim, what he's meant to do, what he's not meant to do. Vadai Mischaye Ben Afshoi. So he states the Chochmas Odom. Kol Shekein the Loshim the Chochmas Odom. Haroitza l'dor be'eretz ha'kodesh ve'eina boki b'chol hadinim hanoyigim ba domoy b'roisho. That's the Loshon of the Chochmas Odom. We're moving to Loshon. The Chochmas Odom is saying, Anachanami, a person is living here in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's temporary or not temporary, it's nafkamina. There are halachas here that if a person doesn't know domoy b'roisho, it's the Loshon of the Chochmas Odom that I quoted. There's a Loshon of the Al-Shech HaKadosh as well in the Pasuk over there in Vayikra, where the Al-Shech HaKadosh writes that there's a certain Ruach HaKodesh that is Chal in Eretz Yisrael, Dafke in the Shnas HaShmita. A certain Ruach HaKodesh, he writes, and he goes to Rantz HaRichas. Ramosh Shtambuk Shlita in the Hagdoma to his Sefer Shmita Kehilchasa writes, as a double portion, he brings Mamakoymas, that when a person keeps Shemitah, it's exactly like Shmira Shabbos. When a person is Shemir Shabbos, what's the pshat? A person works, whatever he does for 6 days, comes Shabbos Kodesh and he stops. No, he has a mulev of betochen the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Zut there 100% the same thing about it. This is Shabbos of the year, of the land, of Eretz Yisrael. We made it when a person keeps the Shemitah, we'll see. This is negate to us. Is the Maisa person is also showing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the betochen that he has in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for that year. There's a Moedik Loshon in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the test, where the Gemara says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Zoru Sheish, Vishmitu Sheva, Kidei shetedu sha'oretz sheli hu. Loshon of the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin, that the reason why a person does work the sixth and stops for the seventh is to realize and have this recognition put inside of him that the Ribbono Shel Olam owns everything and everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's an interesting Loshon of the Chinuch. And this is obviously one of the Iketaimei Advarim over here of Shmita, the Chinuch and Mitzvah. Some of Peidalad writes, the reason of Shmita, La hashrish beliboys bnei odom shakodesh boruchu hu adoin o'oilom. As I state in Chinuch, the Yisoid, the term of the Mitzvah of Chinuch, is for a person to put into his heart, into his lathe, that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, so a person can ask a Pasha the Shaila. Very nice, I'm not a farmer. Bishloim, if I was a farmer, you can imagine, right? Just imagine a person has a factory. He has a factory that's producing every single day more and more and more, growing out of the factory. And he decides for a whole year, that's it, I'm stopping. Yeah, can you imagine what happened to the factory? It's not possible, the whole thing has gone down, it's finished. Maybe it's the same thing over here. If a person's a farmer, good, so we understand. Imagine a person has a field, he has hundreds of fields, whatever it is, and the amount of produce that comes from this field is unbelievable. And all of a sudden he comes one day, next day after Rosh Hashanah, he's sitting in the Beis Medrash. He's sitting in the Beis Medrash. That's a Amunah. That's a Bitach and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch Hashem, we're sitting over here in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim Ner HaKodesh, and Baruch Hashem, we're sitting, Oisik in Nimud HaTorah in the storm most of the day. What's the Shaychus to us? Where's the Bitachon that we can have in the Ribbono Shel Olam by keeping Shmita? What's the Negeah to us? So the Mice of the Sfarim bring down is a double Poshet. First of all, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem today, there's a lot of surprises in Shmita. People think it's Poshet on the Negeah them, except for the fruit business. When it comes to the kitchen, this is Mamish Negeah, how to peel, how not to peel, what to put in the Shmita bin, what not to put in the Shmita bin. We'll see Be'ez Hashem that a lot of people is talking Negeah Shmita Karak in a regular oifen. But even not, there's another example, right? We'll speak about this at a different stage. One of the Gishmaki Yisoidus of Shmita is you're allowed to go into somebody else's field. Anytime during the year, you walk in, off you go, you start getting your groceries. You start cutting your cucumbers and the carrots and the apples and whatever once comes to Sukkot time, everybody's bringing the dalet medium into the field. It's giving Gishmak that there are certain halakhas that you have to know. There are halakhas that you have to know whether or not something's mutar or something's also. You just can't walk into somebody's field and start sniffing away. There's special halakhas that you have to know. That we'll speak about. But the Ikki Yisrael is telling me that this is probably more negated to everybody. And that is when we take a pre, when we take something that has Kedusha Shvi'is inside it, whether it be an apple, whether it be a banana, whether it be a carrot, and we do with this only in certain oifanim. For example, the Torah says, Lo'oichla v'loy l'schoyra, Lo'oichla v'loy l'havsoda, which means that a person is not allowed to schoyra with it, can't do business with it, you can't be mafsid it, can't waste it, you can't cook it in certain ways that it's not normal, as we'll explain Be'ez Hashem in the coming shiurim. What does that mean? That means I'm taking this fruit and I'm using it in the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted me to use it. And therefore, if I use it in that oifen, we realize, what are we? We are an oirich of the Ribbono Shel Olam, eating off the shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not just taking it and doing what we want, we just imagine, right? Everybody knows, everybody can relate to such a thing like this. You get something from a Rebbe. You get a shirayim from the Rebbe. I know, for example, my son still has a piece of cake that I think he got from the first study of Rebbe's tish that he made, right? You get it. You don't waste such a thing. You get something from the Rebbe. You're not going to just take it and mess around with it, sell it, master it. You're not going to do that. Elamai, when a person has something from the Ribbono Shel Olam, if he puts into his heart and he puts into his brain that this is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we're an oath. Just like a person when he's a guest at somebody's house will never dream of taking it and using it in a different way, wasting it, selling it, doing other things with it. You'll use it for what the Baal HaBos gave it for you. Mimela, when it comes to Yerush Shmitah, that's the story that's most negeah to us. To take the fruit that the Ribbono Shel Olam give us and to realize that we're living off the shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam and Mimela the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Baal HaBos. We have to do whatever he tells us to do and we can't use it in any way we want. And that is obviously one of the biggest issues that a person has to realize at this time with the Shiloh Shmita that's coming up. Okay. Is it Negev B'chav Bismanenu? Do we have Shmita Bisman Azeh Tov Shanayim Dalet Tov Shanayim Hei Be'ez Hashem? Do we have Shmita the Halacha or not? What's the Halacha? So we know there's a famous Machlokes. Famous Machlokes in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. The machlokes over there between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Machlokes in the Gemara, does Shmita apply Bisman Hazeh or not? there's no Beis Hamikdash, therefore the Shailin in the Gemara is, does it apply or not? To Shailin, it's a Machlokes in the Gemara, it's also a Machlokes Rishonim. What's the reason, what's the time for Etzer to say that this man Hazeh will be only Durabonon, and obviously there's going to be big Nachminis here, but it's only Durabonon. So the main reason is that the Ein Kol Yisrael are now. Rav Klal Yisrael are not in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Gemara says in Eruch and Amad Beis, that this man Bais HaRishon, Shevet God, Ruvein Bechatzi Menashe, went out of Eretz Yisrael, Memele Zug the Gemara, Bodlu Shmitin V'yovdim. Imkei, if that's the case, and this Be'etz is where the Gemara and the Rav of the Rishonim on the Sugya over there, that would involve with Gittin, are coming from. If we don't have a Bais HaMikdash, we don't have a Yovel, Shmita has a Shaitis to Yovel. So if we don't have a Yovel, then a Bais HaMikdash, there's no Shmita. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara. It's a Shaila of the Rishonim. What's the halacha? So there's a three-way machlokes. Three-way machlokes Rishonim. Rav Rishonim hold that Shmita Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. Again, there's going to be nafkuminis as we're going to explain. For example, the Sman, the Smak, the Chinuch, the Urayim, the Itur, the Chuzah Rashi, the Ram, Rashi Be'etzem, the Torah Yeridation, the Malalef, the Mabit, the Marit, the Malbach, the Knesset HaGedolah and others as well, all hold that Shmita Bizman Hazeh is Durabonon. There are those that hold it's Duraisa. The Shitas HaRamban, the Etzem, holds it's Duraisa. He holds that Kudsha, that the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael was never Botla. Mimele in Achanami, there's no Eretz Yisrael. We discussed this once before in the Halachas of Kosel Maravi. Of a Shitas HaRamban is that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is here. There's never Botla. I feel there's no Beis HaMikdash. Mimele the Ramban holds, and there's other Rishonim as well, Bisman Hazeh, Shmita is Duraisa. There are those that hold that Shmita Bechlau doesn't exist. There's Shitas, for example, HaRazot, and the Sugya Gittin Amidbog, there's a Raivid maybe, there's a Mashmos in a Meiri as well, that the whole Indian of Shmita Bizman Hazeh is Midas Chasidus. It's a nice thing to do. Midas Chasidus. Mekadin Yonot Mechoyi Bechlal. How do we pass in the Halacha? So as we heard, Roiv Rishonim, and this is the Psaq of Kemat Roiv Gedoli Achroinim Bepoiske Bizman Hazeh, is that Shmita Bizman Hazeh is Midir Avonon. That's the Psaq, like I mentioned, the Torah, the Beisos of Yerudei, Rishim Laman Aleph, the Mabit, the Marit, the Pasar Shulchan, the Chazanish. However, many Gedolei, again, Rishonim V'Achroinim V'Poiskim, hold that we're dealing with the Shana V'Doraisa, the Radvar, the Chacham Sod, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan as well, that maybe Avodas HaKarka, well, could be an Issa D'Oraisa. But our Kuponim, Roiv Shitas, and this is the Maisa, the Psat that seems to be going, is the Maisa we passed in that Shmita is only Osamid D'Rabbana, not D'Oraisa. There's a Shailin Shitas HaRambam. What does the Rambam hold in Shmita Bizman Hazeh? There's an interesting Rambam in Beis Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam writes like this. The Rambam says, Shviz noyeges b'fnei abayis, bein shloi b'fnei abayis. Which the Kesef Mishnah is medayit from Loshon of the Rambam. That you see klav on the Rambam. There's enough meaning whether it's yes a Beis HaMikdash or not a Beis HaMikdash. The Fishit of the Rambam, Lechoyra, Shmita is Da'oraisa, even Bezman Hazeh. The others, and again the High Tanya that after the Rambam is Choyza, and they hold that even the Rambam holds Bezman Hazeh, Taka, that the Shmita will be in the Issa Duravon. So that's how we take on our Lava Lemaisa. Okay. Let's go to the Malachas that are Asa. Which type of Malachas are Asa to do in a person's field, in a person's garden? What's going to be Negev, Eiz Hashem, if you have a Shutfus in the garden, that we'll see. Which Negev, which Malachas are going to be a problem? So the Pasuk tells us this. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chavei, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Hei, the following Malachas that the Pasuk quotes are as follows. Sotcho le Sizra, v'karmacho le Sizma, esviya kitzircho le Sikto, v'es anbegin zircho le Sibto. Shnat Shabbos on Yelorot. Beseda. From the Torah, it's clear there are four Malachas. The four Iker Doraisas of the Torah, it was the Iker Malacha that a person is not allowed. Harisha is a Shaila in the Poskim, whether or not it's Asa or not. Now everybody that opened up, I'm sure most of the Oyim and Stom are holding us somewhere in the middle now, Masechta Shviyas. You learn the beginning, the first two Brokim for sure, on Masechta Shviyas, and you learn something called Tosefta Shviyas, which means not only, as we know, that Shviyas belongs and starts by Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, not Dafka. There's something called Tosefta Shviyas. Tosefta Shviyas means that you're not allowed to start early enough, that what you're going to do will affect on Shmita itself, on the seventh year itself. Now, the Maisa Bizman Hazeh, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's Kema, no halacha of Tosefta Shviyas, which means that all the first couple of prokim, and you'll see the Rambam as well, the lot of the halachas of Tosefta Shviyas do not apply, and therefore a person can be'etzem, ikadin, can plant all the way till Erev Rosh Hashanah Mamash, with the exclusion of a couple of things. Number one, a large plant can take up to 2 weeks to absorb into the earth. A person has to be careful. A person wants to make himself a nice, you know, people get all busy when it comes to Erev Shemitah, starting to do all sorts of avodas hakarka to make sure everything should look nice for the whole year of Shemitah. The same, if it's a large plant, it can take up to 2 weeks to become into the ground. Mimela, 2 weeks for Rosh Hashanah is the halacha over there. Smaller plant takes 3 days. Fruit trees sometimes can take 44 days. Vegetables, for example, if a person wants to plant vegetables in somewhere, so we have to know, there's a halacha of svichim, which is going to be very, very negeya, that a person has to make sure he plants the vegetables early enough, that there's some kind of sprout that comes up in the ground before Rosh Hashanah. If not, you're obviously going to be asked to use it bechlala or svichim, which is obviously a halacha that we have to get to, of how to be careful to pick your vegetables. That we'll get to. Orla's another halacha as well. A person has to be careful when planting a fruit tree, that the years of counting, 3 years of Orla, don't start from Shemitah, because then 3 years after Shemitah, someone's going to be start eating his fruit. Someone's going to say, hey, what are you doing? 3 years earlier, you planted your fruit tree, and not allowed. It was Shemitah. So again, it's a shaila exactly how to plant in that situation. One should consult his local Orthodox rabbi with the halacha, exactly how long it takes beforehand to do such a thing. Now, going back to the melachos that are taka osa. So he said there's been ikka 4 main melachos that are awesome in a Torah, and the rest of them chazal were moisivan. And again, some of these things come up. We have to remember this cold the whole year. People go to Yulim. When it comes to sukkah time, people are busy with schach. People are busy building their sukkahs in all sorts of places. Right? You have to be careful what you do. And what we're going to speak about in Israel today. So number one, charisha. A poshut plowing obviously is a problem. If a person prepares the ground for plowing, that's mamish issa. Again, sometimes that will be mutter when a person wants to dig, for example, some kind of trench to make sure the water goes in the right open, then nachanami, that could be mutter, because again, that's for an ezek, it's for a shayla of hezek, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem will be mutter. Zriya, planting is generally going to be awesome, and tia, the same thing, planting a tree, planting a seed. However, there are certain times that it could be mutter. The person has a plant pot, we'll speak about Be'ez Hashem, or otzer, the nechilik between the otzer's nokuv and the otzer she'enu nokuv. Sometimes planting will be mutter, but again, normally planting is awesome. Zemira, when a person wants to do some kind of pruning, when a person takes a few leaves off and on day Z the rest of the tree is mischadish and becomes much better, is an issa, the raisa pashtus in Hilchos Shemitah. Again, certain situations we can be made of. Again, by the schach of sukkahs, is the gestab, when a person has plants that are coming into the entrances of the kinisa and he wants to, you know, shade them down since he's pushing to get through, that's about going to be mutter, even though he's going to be doing one of those malachas, but again, we'll speak about that. And Betzira as well, this is something that's extremely negative. Gathering amount of produce, a person has to be careful. We'll speak about the halachas of Hefka, for example. That a soda has to be made Hefka. This is a shayla in the poskim. Does it have to be made Hefka? Or automatically the Ribbono Shel Olam makes it Hefka? And we made Ali Day Zer, right? After Rosh Hashanah, we can barge into anybody's field wherever we want. We can start taking a Sroigim for Yom Tov. We can start be busy with everything that we want. Person has to know. When you're taking too much, it's a problem. There's a certain amount that a person is allowed to take, whether it's enough for his Mishpacha, for his household, whatever it is, that Be'ez Hashem will speak to at a different time. Midrabbanan, Chazal will moisif to those melachas that state in Torah, and Chazal will moisif, for example, one of them is called sikkul. Sikkul means to clear stones from the ground. What you do before you plant is you take the stones and you move them away to make the ground very, very nice. Now again, that will be negeh. A person, for example, can go to Teal, and he goes to Teal and he wants to move the stones away, and he wants to create himself a path, whatever it is. Those situations could come out to be mutter, because again, he's not doing it for the reason of planting. Shkar will be the same thing as well. Watering plants is an issa midrabbanan. Again, will be mutter in certain situations of hezek that we'll speak about, and a shmira, rhesus as well, spraying the plants with all sorts of wonderful pesticides and everything like that, will be an issa, but again, if he's doing it to stop him from getting a hezek of the planting, then that will be mutter. A shayla that the poskim are busy with is building a sukkah. And either when a person builds a sukkah, and he's building on the grass mamish, which is very negay in a lot of places, and you have to sort of put strings down and put pegs into the ground, so that will be about to be mutter, that's partial. The shayla is, and Nisan Kerelis, if I remember correctly, comes out Torahin of the shayla. If you're allowed to push, take the sukkah away. Because what happens is, everyone knows, when the sukkah is cold, the sukkah is on the grass, it's not going to, the grass underneath is not going to grow good. Your push are stopping the sun from getting there, you're stopping the air and the rain, whatever it is, and then you're taking off the sukkah at the end of Yom Tov, you have a problem. Maybe Ali Deza, what you're doing is a shayla from a deraisa, maybe even a derabanan of shvius, and therefore a person has to be careful from such a thing. The maisa, normally a person can be makel. Let's move on weiter. Shvisa sa'oritz, very interesting. There's a sheet of the Chazanish. Famous sheet of the Chazanish, the Chazanish learns that shvisa sa'oritz is doimed to shvisa's kelim and shvisa's behemtoi by Shabbos. Right? As I stated in Chazanish, that Shvisa of the person's Sode on Shmita is doing it to Shvisa's Be'im and Shvisa's Kelim on Shabbos Kodesh. Mimei, Al Pi the Shita, comes along with Nissen Kerele Shita and asks the following Shaila. Moody the Shaila. He says like this. We know Shita's Be Shammai, for sure, holds. The Gemara says in Mufush, the beginning of Shabbos, it says over there, that the Gemara says that if these Shita's Be Shammai, if for example a person has a Kedera Allah H, Erev Shabbos, get enough from that. Shvisa's Kelim, you've got to get enough. A person's Kelim, a person's pot is cooking on Shabbos, even though he started the Erev Shabbos, according to the Shita's Be Shammai, for sure it's a Bayah. That when Nissen Kerele, it's a Shaila. According to the sheet of the Chazanish, that holds that our Shvis, the Shvisas Hasode on Shmita, is the doimet to Shvisas of Shabbos of Behema of Kedim, why are we not mechuyev to dig up all of our plants? As we think we're missing a bit, poshut, slicha. During the seventh year, is anybody going to say that the plant is not working, is happening in the Sode? For sure it is. I didn't do it, but it's working. Something's happening. We should have a chiyuv erev shvius to rip up everything to make sure that our soda has an emesik of shvisa. As always, the psa, as always, the shayla in Rumisin Kerelitz says Rumisin Kerelitz is soidin shvius, and that is like this: when it comes to bishul, when a person is mevashel on erev Shabbos and it goes into Shabbos, so the melacha of bishul we know has a shaitas to him until it's finished. That means a person is never chayv on the bishul until the end, until he's actually chayv horayah, right? Shailin, it's a chakir, neglital, the rashash, the chule, milchas chinuch. If a person, for example, puts a kedera ala eish, motzah Shabbos, right before motzah Shabbos, 20 minutes before motzah Shabbos, and he cooks an hour later on motzah Shabbos itself, so it started right at the end of Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, and it actually cooks at the end. You're not chayv? Why not? Because the soy the bishul is towards the end, when it gets cooked. The Mishnah says in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, Hazareya the Shabbos Chayiv. Slicha, Zareya, how can you be Chayiv on that second? The mice, it takes 3 days for it to go inside the ground. It takes 3 days for every seed to become planted, to become matched into the ground, and become a Chayiv of the ground, considered Zareya. Until that happens, it's a poshut seed on a bit of earth. Mimela, Pisa, Zugun, Nisim, Kavanes, what do you see? Klaw. Poshut! You see the Yisrael of Zareya is the second you do it. Afterwards, it's finished. Afterwards, it's Kiyu, the Rabboni Shlom, and finishes it off with the weather, with the wind, everything else that goes after that. Al Pizeh, as we mentioned, it's a Poshet Halacha, we're not Mokhoyev, as we know, to start digging everything up, because at the end of the day, as long as we did it before Shvi'ez, the fact that the ground is Kiyu working it, is still called a Shvisa for us. Now, who's Mekayim the Mitzvah? Who's Mekayim the Mitzvah? Mitzvah, say, of Shvisas HaKaraka, a person has to make the Karaka rest Kiyu, like Shabbos Kodesh. How, who's Mekayim the Mitzvah? So the Maisa, it's a double Poshet. If a person has Karaka, person has character that's really Zriya, it's only the Zriya, shite the plant over there, and he doesn't, he stops himself from doing that during the Shmita, as a double portion, he is Mekayim the Mitzvah. What about someone that doesn't have character, but he also doesn't do anything? Stan, most of us, as far as I know, are not farmers, we don't have that much character hanging around. No, so when it comes to Shmita, Baruch Hashem, we don't take out our spade, we don't do the Malachas at character. Are we also going to be getting this Gevaldige Mitzvah say of Shvisa or not? So there's a chakira in the Minchas Chinuch in the beginning, mitzvah test by Pesach. Where the chakira is in the Minchas Chinuch as follows. By the mitzvah of Tashpisu, by chometz, when a person's mechuyev erev Pesach to get rid of burn and get rid of all of his chometz. So the chakira in the Minchas Chinuch is as follows. The Minchas Chinuch clears the shayla. A person has to destroy his chometz. What's the luck of a person that doesn't have chometz? Doesn't have. So if a person had chometz erev Pesach and he destroys it, it's another version. He got rid of it. He's yotzer. He bought his mekayim the mitzvah. What if you don't have chometz to burn? Stam. You busy last night. Did bedikas chometz. You got rid of it all yesterday. Comes erev Pesach. Haven't got anything bechal. Am I mekayim or not? So the Meister Minchas Chinuch says a bada poshut over there. You mekayim the mitzvah. Zugun nishim kerelis. The shaila should be the same thing over here. A person doesn't have karaka, but he doesn't want the karaka. He doesn't plant anything. He doesn't water anything. He should also be yotzer because the Meister is not working the land. Zukum nisim abadad is a chilik. The chilik is by chometz is a din gazlik. You have to make sure that you don't have chometz on Pesach. Mimele, get rid of it. If you don't have, Baruch Hashem, you don't have, so you make a mitzvah. Masha'engen over here, the chiv is not on you. The chiyuv is on the karka. The karka, you have to make sure your karka stops working. If you don't have karka, maybe you're not yaitza, and you're not the kind this gevaldige mitzvah. That's a dover poshut. Now, what's the maisa? Let's see, Be'ez Hashem, most of us taka are going to be nageir to this halacha. We'll see. There's two types of karka, right? And this is nageir to what we're going to discuss in a moment. There's two types of karka. There's a karka, for example, number one, that a person, for example, can have a garden apartment. You know, he has a garden over there, he's got wild weeds, grass flying all over the place. He never planted in there for 6 years. Comes Erev, comes Motzei Rosh Hashanah, he's Mekayim, the mitzvahs are safe. What's the pshat? Never planted for the last 6 years. The pshat is, it's Oymid and it's Roy Lizriya, but he doesn't do anything. When a person has a patch of land that has a shaykhus to him, and it comes to Shemitah, no nafgamina what he's done before, he does not do anything on it, he's Mekayim B'yaseh. Masha'imkin, if a person has a mokum of karka, and this mokum is Roy Lizriya, but it's not Oymid Lizriya, no one's going to plant it because he wants to make it into a playground for the kids to play, then above it, he's not going to be carrying the mitzvah. Oybazoi, zuk the poskim the following. A person has an apartment. In a lot of apartment buildings, they have a garden, right? They have an area mushutaf that belongs to everyone, right? Not talking about it belongs to the government, that we'll get to. But still, it belongs to the people, like, let's take, for example, Gani Gula, right? We'll take the area over here. That the garden that we have over here in the park, there's a chelik of the park, and there's a chelik of actual places that are oymid, veroi, lezriya mamish. There's a plant going on over there. That mokum is shayach to every single person that lives in Gani Gula building. Right? There's a double poshet. Right, it belongs to the Bana Bias, and everybody pays for it, everyone has a chelik in it. Zut the poiskim. If you have an apartment, and by the way, it doesn't mean you own it, even if you rent. Also, the poiskim, I feel if a person doesn't own his apartment, but he rents an apartment, and this apartment is mishutav, has a shaykhus to an area of land that is roid for oymid lezriya, he is mekayim, a gevaldiger mitzvah asei. Which again is a gate over here, is a gate to a lot of other places as well, that people have gardens and people have places. I have no shaykhus to it. I never planted there in my entire life. Oh, but the maisa has a shaykhus to me, and therefore I have a shutfus in it, and therefore I have the gebaldiga schal mitzvah. But by the way, it works for ket. And this is very negair. A person goes away during Shemitah year, right? People go to Ben Esmane, people go here, there, that Simmers, this, that, the other. Now, often this place will have a mokum of land, nice grass, and have all sorts of places over there. Now, unfortunately, if you take it in a place where people are not going to be showing the Torah mitzvahs, so they are going to be working that land, bi'issa. Now, hopefully they won't be, but if they do, they're going to be ovid on this karka, bi'issa, and you have a chelik in that. That means if people have an apartment sometimes the whole year in different places, or people rent apartments for vacation time, whatever it is, and the people over there unfortunately not showing the Torah mitzvahs and they're working the karka be'issa in one of the malachas that we mentioned before, that was not for a hezek, so you have a direct shaykhus that you're mevatel yaseh. Which means, what do you do in such a case? A davar poshut. You go to three people and you say to it, I am mafkir my chelik of this land. Once you mafkir the chelik of the land, it doesn't belong to you, it's got no shaykhus to you. The Chazan Ish took this and even further. Zut the Chazan Ish. How about if you live in an area, in a city, where there are places of gardens and places of karka where they plant there? And unfortunately, people go along like the Iriya. I'm not saying Chazan Shalom they do, but if they would, and they plant Be'issa, or they do Melochas Be'issa and such a thing, Zut the Chazan Ish has a shaykhus to you. Because everyone that belongs and lives in this city has a connection to this garden, even if he doesn't pay for it, even if it's got no shaykhus to it, never went there, never saw it. Opposite the Chazan Ish, every single person that lives in the city has a direct shaykhus. The Mela, Hashem Yirachem, person that maybe you have to stop making a machah. Came along the poskim, Mr. Kavelitz and others, they want to kind of know. That's talking about a case when I can make a machah. I can go along and say, don't do it, and they'll talk and listen to me. Of a zukum nisim in a case like this, my name, where we're not going to come along and make a bachor, and even if we do, they're not going to listen to us. If that's the case, it's got absolutely no shaykhus to us. Mimela, if chas v'shalom they attack over on the issa of shviyas, and they are going to be working on this karaka, let's say, in a situation that's osa, so again, zukum nisim and zukum, all the poskim are maskim that we do not have to be machmir, we don't have to be machmir achelim, because it's not a shaykhus to us, and therefore a person is not taka over on the assay. Let's go weiter. What about watering and doing other things shaloi bekavona? Right? This is obviously the shaila of the air conditioning. This is the shaila of kids going in the paddling pool. This is the shaila of hanging up laundry. All these sorts of things, right? When we're dealing with a shaila that it is zriya maybe shaloi bekavona. So there's a very interesting Rambam The Rambam writes in Shmita V'Yovel Perik Aleph Halacha Yitzayim, Hoysa behemosoi oimelis v'soik sadeu. First night of behema, in the sade, melakit or maybe lefaneh she behemosoi muchachas. Moedike Rambam. Zuz the Rambam, the animal's in the field, he needs something to eat. What do? I just pass from the Rambam, posh it. You go over to the field, you start picking up some flowers or food, whatever it was that the animal wants, and you feed it to the animal. Either it's the issa of doing whatever you're doing to the karka. So the Rambam, no. The reason why it's mutter is because your behema is standing there. Everybody understands, this is how the Mefoshai Rambam understands the Rambam, is that the everybody sees, oh, behema mochachas alot means that it's klara what you're doing, it's not a maisi issa. Mimela al pizez of the poskim from this Rambam. We have a gewaldige insight. We need two conditions. For something to be mutter shaloi bekavona is not enough shaloi bekavona. It has to be muchach that you're not doing it l'shem avodas hakarka. So for example, air conditioning, right? So here when a person lives in a binyan, generally it's not negeya. If a person lives on a low floor, person lives on a knisa, first floor, or a person goes away for Shabbos, we'll see this very, very common when a person goes away for Shabbos, whether it be a hotel or whether it be a small little cottage. Again, the shaylas come up all the year in Shmita. That a person will see there's a pipe on the side of there, and it goes directly to the grass. Because if I can, it's a shmata to go to the grass. They want it to go to the grass. The halacha, al pi the Rambam, and al pi the poskim is its mutter to use the air conditioning. Because again, number one, it's shaloi bekavona. Number two, it's muchach olo. That he's not doing it for the watering and he's doing it for the air conditioning, even though the MS, they put the pipe there for that reason, but that's about his kavana when he puts it on, it's not for that. The same halacha will be when a person does sponger. Again, similar idea, a person lives on a low floor, or a person lives, goes somewhere, often they have the pipe sticking out over there in the older apartments, that you do the sponger, it goes onto the grass. So the halacha again, if it's regular water, the poskim are machmir, and they say you write it shaloi bekavana, but it's not muchach. If you have detergent or soap or whatever it is, or bleach in there, then that's considered muchach alav, and then you can be megal. But without that, the poskim struggle to find a heta if it's not that way. Washing mitilas sedayim, right? Again, a person wants to have a picnic with the kids in a park during Shmita, you want to do it until it's a dime, where you do it over the grass. So in a situation of a regular day, Beseder, but in a case of Shmita, the poskim say, you have a bayah. Good, it's not your kavana, but where's your mucha? You don't have the Rambam? Then maybe you have to be careful for a person to do Nitilis Adayim on a mokrim where you have grass, where you have a place that's Oymid V'roi L'Zriya. What about Raken? The Ramah talks about this in Shin Amad Ches, in Hilchos Shabbos, that a person is not even allowed, the minig the Ramah says, not to eat outside on Shabbos Kodesh. What's Pshat in the Ramah? First Ramah! Pshat in the Ramah is, the Mishabur explains Pshat is, we're worried that Shema something will spill. And if it spills on Shabbos, you're going to be Zorei on Shabbos. The poskim say when it comes to Shmita, we're not machmeh ad kedei kach, and therefore a person is allowed to eat and drink as much as he wants outside, we're not choshish of anything else. The same halacha would apply to hanging up laundry as well. When a person hangs up laundry and the wet drips onto the grass underneath, avada that's besayda gomah, it's muchach that he's not doing it for that, and it's enim b'schavan. The same thing for the kids, they have a paddling pool and all the swimming pools and all these things, when they're splash all over the place and everything's going to be everywhere, avada all these cases are going to be mutter. Last case in this inyan is the schach case, when a person wants to have, obviously, berishus, and he wants to start cutting down little chalokim of the trees to make himself schach for the sukkah. So the halacha is, in a chanami, even though he's doing a kite of zmira, which is, he's improving the rest of the plant because he's taking off these ones, the halacha is, it's mutter, because again, it's badein in the schaven, and it's muchach halot that he's doing for the mitzvah, and therefore there's no shaila in such a case. Let's go weiter. When is it taka mutter lachatchela to do all of these malachas? When is it mutter to water and all these things? Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah, beginning of Moed Cotton, writes, Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moyed u'beshvies. Fet the Gemara kasha in Moed Cotton daf beis. How are you allowed to water the plants? I know for Shmita. So there's two tirutzim in the Gemara. Terence number one is Abaya. Abaya says the Mishnah is talking about Shmita b'zman hazeh. Shmita b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, b'mokam hetzer, b'mokam mazik, no gosu by Rabbanon. As we state in Shitas Abaya. Comes along Rava and says, no, the Mishnah was talking about Afilu b'zman hazeh, the Shmita's d'oraisa. But since watering is a malacha d'Rabbanon, b'mokam hetzer, no gosu by Rabbanon. That's the Shaila. Al pizeh. All the Rishonim and Achronim on that Gemara tell the Shaila. What's the halacha b'zmanenu? Bismanenu, everything's drabonim. We paskin shmita's drabonim. So in that case, maybe we can do even malachas doraisa. So the mabit writes, halacha lemaisa, since we paskin that shmita bisman hazeh is only midrabonim, we are even allowed to do malachas that are also min hatayim. As we state in mabit. However, the Beis Halevi and Chaim Gimel and others, the Chazon Ish can pass in this way. It says, no, in Chanami Shmitz Mizman HaZenevim Drabonon, you're only allowed to do a melacha Drabonon B'mokoyim Mazik. Which melacha? So the Gemara talks about watering. Why did the Gemara talk about watering? So the Nebuki Yosef over there says pshat, that the Gemara says watching, you know why? Because it's something that was always done, it was always a tod, it was always done, and it's such a light melacha, it's not really considered to be a melacha. And the mitzvah seems to say the same thing as well, it's not a big tilcha to water, and therefore we can be meikum. Lemaisa, the Chazon Ish and others, Maldiskin, Bechulei, say no, we go with the mahala that any melacha durabon is mutter, b'mokim hefsir, which means, without going into too much detail, that if a person has grass, a person has a garden, a person has a chelik of land, whatever it is, and if he doesn't do any type of watering or any type of other melacha durabona, and it's a mokum hezek either on shvius itself or matzah shvius will cause him a tremendous amount of money to invest and redo everything, he's allowed to do whatever has to be done. That means if you see someone watering on during shvius, you don't have to kill him. It's pashut. Because the maaseh what he's doing is the chayav beheta, because he's doing the minimal amount. There's a shayin the poskim, for example, the haintik poskim, Rabbi Yashin, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, whether a person is allowed to set an electric watering machine, right, and put the watering system on a timer throughout the whole year. Every Rosh Hashanah will set the timer. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is, the water will go on. I'm a chayav. So again, the Rabbi Yashin Tak held it was mutter. Obviously, if you're doing it to save nezik, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said no. That's how chelik could not be mashed with the land, and therefore, person has to be careful on such a thing. Let's just finish with one last halacha, which is the gay flowers. We'll have to get to a different time when people buy flowers for Shabbos. So there's two shaylos that we have to get to. The first shayla obviously is to make sure the hechsher is good. This is something that we have to get to, and we discuss svichim and we discuss kedusha shviyas and also what to do with the flowers afterwards, how to deal with the flowers in your house in the bar, all these sorts of halachas that we have to get to and discuss kedusha shviyas at Pesach. But the last halacha that I wanted to get to is the shayla of the otzis. Very interesting shayla. And again, a lot of people have plant pots in their houses. What's the halacha with a plant pot? So there's a Meridic of Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech writes in Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he brings over there a very interesting sopik of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a sopik. If a person plants in his house, what's the halacha? No, have over here a house, and he take a nice piece of earth, and he start planting, what's the halacha? Are you over on Shviz or not? Sopik in the Yerushalmi. What's the Yisoida sopik? It's Meridic of sopik. The Yerushalmi brings the sopik like this. The Torah says in Vayikra, Chavhei Aleph, V'shosa ha'oretz Shabbos la'Hashem. In Kol HaTorah Kula, what's oretz? Oretz means land, minus gemini, if it's in the house, out the house. It doesn't have to be a sada, it's an oretz. Oretz means anywhere. Al peace there. Zuk the Rishalmi on the tzad from this posuk, it's a double poshut. If a person plants in the field, in the garden, or a person plants in his house, in plastic bags, and glass, and cheris, everything being mafsik, he's over on the Yisuf Shvius. Because there's enough gemini between the eretz in or out. However, mitzad sheni, we have another posuk. The posuk says in Mufurish over there, in posuk dalot, sotcha le'sitzra. Zuk the Rishalmi, we have a fakir, because the sotcha means sada, doesn't mean you bite. The Yerushalmi is mistapik. What do we do with a person being zoyer in his house? The Yerushalmi does not machriya the shayla and doesn't answer it. The Parasotcha does, and the Parasotcha paskin that since mita bizmanenu is durabonon, la halacha la maisa, the person is allowed to do whatever planting he wants in his house. Doesn't apply. Came along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish in a few places held no. Make a din, you're right. And as I passed in the Maisa of Yashiv Zatzah, which means Bismanehem, let's talk about Bismanehem, a lot of the Maisa. Person has a plant in his house, I'm talking about a real one, not a silk one, a real plant, and he wants to mess around with it. If it's in his house, Me'ika Hadin, he can do whatever he wants. It's what we call an otter chain and knuckle. It has no unique from the karaka, which means that the leaves are not over the tree, over the window. It's not on the marpesa, which obviously is getting unique from the karaka. It's not suspending from the marpesa, it's getting unique underneath, even goes sideways, the poskim say. It's getting absolutely no unique. It's in the middle of the house. Concrete is on the 84th floor. There's four layers of concrete, glass, plastic, everything. No unique. Me'ika hadin, he can plant, he can do harisha, he can do war, he can do whatever he wants. Zuk the Chazon Ish, hamach matovah lebracha, and that was the pesach l'maisa Rabbi Yashin. If it's an otzitz nokuv, so an otzitz nokuv obviously has that loch of an otzitz nokuv, which means that either it's under the sky, or it's under the, over the merpeset area, or the leaves are going under, or if he lives on the first floor of an apartment building, you have to be very careful. That means not only can you not water it, but to take it from Mokum to Mokum, you have to be very careful. Here we're dealing not Shabbos, we're dealing with the Wednesday. During Shemitah, a person has such a thing, right, and it's bothering him over there, he wants to move it. So right now it's open to the Shemayim, or it's in a Mokum where it's underneath, it's on the Knesset level. And he moves it this way, moves it inside because it's raining, it's going to get ruined, whatever it is. His mum is being over on an Issa of Shvis. He can be open an Issa by taking this with a Mokum that's getting a Nikum in the character because it's an Osus Nokuf, because it's getting a Nika, because the Maisa, it's made from a Mokum that it's made from a Cheres or whatever, and it's got Mamish, it's getting from the sky, the leaves are protruding out of it. In such a case, again, it's Mamish Osus Nokuf, and an Osus Nokuf must not be moved in any time, in any situation where it will no longer get a Nika from the character. Again, in the house, Mika Hadin is Muta, the Chaznish Rabbi Yashav held up his Osus. The time is up for today. Be'ezah Hashem, next week, we'll try to go through the inyan of where a person should be buying his payers from, the Gabi Otsa based in, and payers Nochmi, Chutz Loretz, and obviously, Hetzim Mechiri, Be'ezah Hashem.